This is the Advanced Selling Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to help business sales teams grow their business with modern strategies and philosophies. Now, your hosts, Bill Caskey and Brian Neal.
Well, this is the Advanced Selling Podcast.
Yes,
we release once a week, and we talk about all things sales. Mission is to help you and sales teams grow their skills, expand their mind, improve their results.
Yeah, and this episode is going to speak to both sales managers and sales leaders, VPs of sales, and salespeople. So pay attention to that. So,
okay, good.
You know, we have a friend of ours who's our producer, Jill. And we have She's more than a friend.
She's our producer.
She's really good at what she does.
Yeah.
And she does sometimes says things and does things that are less than flattering relative to her intellect, let's say.
Okay.
So she and I were meeting the other day, and she's on vacation right now, hopefully having a good time. And we were talking about getting together when she got back. And she said, well, I'll be back July 4th. And I said, well, we'll be closed July 4th. She's like, why? I said, swear to God. I go, Jill, it's the 4th of July. She's like, we're closed on the 4th of July? I'm like, yeah, it's a national holiday. It's like the national holiday. It's the biggest national holiday in the world. She goes, I didn't know we didn't work on July 4th. So that, Jill, God bless you. Yeah, July 4th is a holiday in the United States. I know we have a lot of non-outside of the U.S. listeners, and 4th of July is when we celebrate our independence here in the United States. And we and most businesses and most human beings in the United States will not be working that day.
I was down in Barbados last week working with great people down at the Crane and also some folks at the Villages of Coverley, great people all, and Kim Goddard, who's our contact at the Crane, and a podcast listener, an avid podcast listener, as are all the people down there, all in Barbados, but all at the Crane. She said, how does Jill feel about these Jillism things? So, well, the nice thing about it is she's also the editor, so she can always pull these things out if they are.
She secretly likes them, actually.
I think she does, too.
Yeah.
Topic today.
Yeah, we're going to talk about – oh, am I going? Can I go?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
This came up in a training session I had last week with some people, and the topic is how to make a joint sales call with your boss or your manager. And I had a couple of instances in the same training session where it came up where salespeople – and it was interesting. One of the meetings was with a salesperson or salespeople, I should say, and the other was with the managers. And both of the topics came up together, and they were separate sales calls and separate even people. At the same time, the topic came up was we don't know how to do that. Like, we just go do it. And they were talking about dynamics and what happens and how to handle that. And I'm like, you know, we've never really talked about that.
No,
it's a good
haven't.
Topic, right? So we're going to talk about some advice that we would give the both of you going into the call, how to get ready for that, prep for it, position yourselves, and then how to handle the nuances that occur whenever the manager is in the room, right?
Good.
So let's start inner game like we always do, and let's talk about what goes through, and Bill, you can comment here too, goes through the salesperson's mind when they're going on a joint sales call with their sales manager.
Mm-hmm.
What are some inner game things that you think are occurring that may be not helpful to the salesperson while they're going on a call with their boss?
Mm-hmm. I think one thing that happens is you have a sense that you're being judged because you do, after all, report to this person. And in many ways, that is the purpose of riding along and being on calls is a critique and a help. It should be developing, but sometimes it doesn't feel like that.
Right.
So I'm being judged a little bit. Probably part of my intention goes from helping the customer to protecting myself.
Ah, very good. Very good.
You must have had that down.
That was brilliant. I didn't, actually. But that to me is the big inner game coaching element for people that are in sales, that are riding along with their bosses. They've got to find a way to take those feelings and thoughts and put them completely out of their minds.
Yeah.
One of the ideas I've been talking a lot about current clients right now is applying the concept of detachment in all facets of your life, not just in the sales world, right? Not just in the sales call itself, but in everything. And that's the thing, the place that I think you can lean on to help what you're talking about, which is you have to detach yourself from all the judgment of your boss, from what your boss thinks, does, all those other things, and just be present with the same sort of intent that we've taught you all along to be helpful to the person sitting across the desk.
Mm-hmm.
You're not there to show off. You're not there to impress. You're not there to cower down to your boss.
Yeah.
You're there to do all the things we've talked about in the past.
That's are we really talking important. About the sales manager too in this or just the salesperson? Because I think the sales manager could sometimes get his or her head warped up when they start to think, well, I'm going to show this person how to do it. And since I'm the leader, I'll grab the baton and I'll run across the line.
Yes. And
a terrible sports analogy.
And this drives me crazy when sales managers do this. They say, Yeah, I was in the sales call with Jim, and he was kind of going down a rabbit hole there. So I just sort of let him go. You know, I really think people need to learn how to fail to do that. So, like, this guy's like some sort of pompous, like, all answer. I'm like, how do you know? Let's let him go. You know what I mean? They need to be peers to me when they're in there with the same level of intent. That's got to come across to the person. It can't be this, I'm bigger, holier than thou. And I think sometimes sales managers, that's the coaching for the inner game coaching for the sales managers, they've got to remove themselves of the ego, of the level, of the pressure, and like you said, the magnifying glass. I'm looking at, observing. They need to be present with the customer also,
that's right.
I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good.
So then let's talk about the tactics. Now.
Okay.
Let's move in to say, okay, now we're going on this sales call together, and I know that I'm going to see somebody, and I'm bringing my boss. How do I phrase that when I start the meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what does our statement of intent or our upfront agreement sound like when there is a boss riding along?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got a couple things before that, but I'll jump right to that. No, it's okay. The upfront definition of roles is what you're talking about, is how do we talk about, so if I'm the salesperson and I've got my manager with me, and I'm the one maybe with the relationship with the customer.
Yep.
Because that could a little bit depend on who has an initial relationship. But I might say to the customer, let me tell you why I've brought Brian here today and Brian's role here. Brian has worked with a lot of us. He's our sales manager. He works in several types of situations of which we're talking about today. So I thought he could lend his expertise. In other words, they're here because they're adding value to the call, not because they're riding along judging anybody.
Yeah, very good. And there's one thing that you're saying without saying it, but I want to bring it up to the forefront, and that is, it's my opinion that the salesperson should be the leader or the ringleader or the concierge or the person that manages the conversation. Does that make sense? What are you doing today?
I'm trying to.
Spit guard in the way over there?
Your microphone fell. And,
yeah,
sorry. But I'm hanging
lower
on every word.
Lower to the ground. You're like getting down. Is the microphone lowers? It's very funny. Yeah, so the salesperson to me is the one who leads the call. They're the one that sets the context for the meeting.
Yeah.
I also think that it's important for the sales manager to address kind of where they fit and where the salesperson fits, that to say something that's uniquely good about the person. Here's one thing I don't think goes very well, and a lot of sales managers do this. Bill here is one of our top salespeople. He's one of our best guys. We just really love Bill.
Yeah,
all right.
It's all smoke.
It's all fake. If I'm sitting on the other end of that, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. So what do you say to the other guys? Yeah. Well, this guy sucks. He's on a development plan. That's why I'm here with him. Yeah. And so I'd like a sales manager to say something unique about the individual. So say something like, one of the things that Bill is really good at is he's very good at creative problem solving. So as we work together with you, he's a good person to tap into. If you've got some complex issue, he's really, really good at that aspect
of what
we do here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's so much
very
more
specific.
Meaningful.
Isn't it, though?
He's a stud.
One of our best
one
guys. Our yeah. Because if you're going to say that, then you better say when you go with the person that sucks that this is one of our worst people here that you're assigned to work with here. And
which is also very inspiring, by the way.
Extremely inspiring.
Here's another thing that I think happens is don't double the talking by doubling the people in the room. So let's just say that you're calling on one person, although it could be different. And there's, so now instead of one of you, there's two of you. Sometimes I think what happens is, and we've been guilty of that. Brian, you and I have been on calls together and Brooke and I, is that when I'm hearing Brian speak, I'm thinking, oh, Brian said that great, but I could enrich that. I could add to that. I could react to that.
Uh-huh.
And then Brian's listening to me. And before I know it, the customer has no chance to say anything.
Yeah.
So you've really got to be conscious of managing the dialogue so that it's not you guys and ladies talking all the time. You still allow the customer a little space.
Yes. That's very, very good. Yeah. That seems to be a cause of the other things we talked about. If I'm there to impress and the salesperson, I'll talk a lot to show off for my boss. If the boss is there to critique and not let me fail, he or she might jump in. Yeah. That's a great piece of advice there.
Yeah. And this kind of goes along with your idea of, Bill's a stud. Don't compliment each other. Oh, boy, Brian. Oh, man,
great.
Brian, that's a great point that,
that
you just brought up.
These guys are
man.
Good. Are we good or what? We are good.
Give us a moment. In your presence is awesomeness right here. But,
Custer, we didn't see you sitting there. Sorry. Excuse us.
What do you want?
It's beautiful. Who's he? Who invited? Are you new? Yeah, it's very good. One thing we sort of skipped over this going out of order. call planning to me is very important here. I don't know if you have that good. And that has to do with what is our strategy when we go in, especially the plan on how to end the call. I think it's really important to think when you get to the end, because sometimes a customer may say, well, could you guys do that? And there's this awkward, like they look at each other and go, and it's usually the salesperson looking at the sales manager going, I want to answer this right. Can we do that? That sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So be okay to say, you know, we need to go back and talk about that, or we need to go back and discuss that. I'm not totally comfortable giving you 100% definitive answers. We sit here now, but some discussion on our end, we should be able to, you know, call you back by the end of the day, if that's all right.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And sales managers, don't preempt that and say, no, wait a minute. No, I think we can agree to that right now. my authority that's sitting here in the room, my awesomeness. Yeah.
Close them.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Here's something else that, you know, we talk about the dynamic. You talked about setting the agenda up front. So let's go there.
Yep.
I think that when you have the meeting where you and the sales manager or vice versa are sitting down talking about this call, that you get very clear about your purpose there.
Mm.
And it could be the upfront agreement, but it's more like, why are we going today and why are we both going today?
Let's
be very clear, because it's going to be impossible for you to communicate that to your customer if you don't really know why each other's going.
Is it
truly a ride along? And maybe it is. Yeah. And if that's the case, then you tell it.
Yep.
You say it.
But
I think clarity of purpose is important up front when you're planning. And I've seen it happen so many times and been a part of it on both sides, where we plan it on the way to the call.
Right. Right.
We say, okay, well, we're walking into the door right now. What do you want to do? You want to handle this? You want me to?
Yeah. You want the word? You did this. I know you did. When I was in retail, we did this. So we pull into the store. I work for Procter & Gamble, right? We pull into the store. We get ready to go into the store, the account, or whatever you want, whatever it is. And the manager goes, so, Brian, what's our objective on this call? Instantly, by saying that, you're going, okay, I see what's going on here. Like, you should have talked about that long before you ever got in front in the parking lot for this.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
The manager should know exactly what the objective is every time. And so we don't want that. And it's a very common old school sales manager thing to say. So what's our goal on this call?
Yeah, like, okay. You should already be. Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, good. We'd like to hear from you on LinkedIn. We've got a great LinkedIn group, and a lot of discussion happens on that group. And I think this is really a good one, because we all have faced sales managers right along with us, or if you're a sales leader, you've done it. And just talk about some of the pitfalls, some of the techniques you've learned, some of the things that you think will help people. And I think the LinkedIn group would be a good place to do that.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Talk to you next time.
See you next time. Bye.
This has been the Advanced Selling Podcast, presented by Caskey Achievement Strategies, Indianapolis. Join us each time we record a new podcast by going to BillCaskey.com or to iTunes.